Hello everyone, a very good evening to all our listeners, both old and new. If you are part of our new listeners, then you are welcome to Teens Talk About Everything podcast. And we are on to the 7th episode. I remain your amazing host, Dr. Sekpegong. Yes, the one and only Dr. Sekpegong. And I'm here to take you through a wonderful journey of learning today. Well, in case you haven't listened to our previous episodes, I'd urge you to go back and listen to them so you wouldn't miss out important topics that were being discussed. Now today, our topic is going to be teens and school, balancing your teen years. Yes, I chose this topic because when dealing with teenagers and school, we find out that there is a tendency that most of us do not know how to balance everything that has to do with our school activities and house activities, church activities. We don't know how to merge everything together. So I decided to do this topic today so that I could at least share at least a tip or two in case you're facing that difficulty. Now moving on, the only thing you need to do when you're But the first thing actually that you need to do when you want to organize yourself is to sit and talk to yourself. You need to realize the fact that you have the same 24 hours that I have, the same 24 hours that your friends have, the same 24 hours that everybody has. It's not like my own is greater than yours or longer than yours or yours is longer than mine. Why am I saying this? You need to condition your mind that the fact that you are not doing probably as much as another person is doing just basically lays in your manner of approach, and that is what we're going to tackle today. Good. Now the first thing you need to do, or let's say the second, because that was the first here. So the second thing you need to do is to get yourself a daily planner. Now if you can't get access to buying a daily planner, you can make one for yourself. It's not really that hard. You just write how you can design it your own way. Just get a daily planner or a to-do list or a journal or even a calendar. Anyone that will help you lay out all your activities and then structure them how you like lay out all your activities and then structure them properly according to how you want them to be followed. Now the use for this daily planner is it keeps you organized. Like you see, if it's a to-do list, you have a list of all your activities. So you pick them one after the other and cross them off when you are done. Good. Now I need you to categorize everything. This will fall under the third thing you need to do. Categorize everything that you have to do under your priorities and the ones that are not so much as priorities. What do I mean? You have things like school, church, family, or anything that has to do with family, school club, anything that has to do with school. Those should fall under your priorities. While things like exercises, probably visiting your friends and all of that, parties and all of that should fall under the other list that is not for, that is not too much of a priority, but you just like in your life. Exactly. Now, put your priorities first on your daily planner so that you know that you have exhausted, so that if you are running out of time, you know that you've exhausted your priorities first. It's just left with these other ones that are not so much as a priority. I hope you're getting the gist here. So when you do this, you're more organized. I know most of us would like to, let's say, do more favorable things first or before doing the harder ones or the less and least favorable things, but I say that you should do the harder ones or the less and least favorable things before you come and relax and enjoy yourself with the favorable things. For example, you have assignments, you have chores, you have an activity you need to go, you have an errand to run, and then you don't want to do any of those things, but you want to probably relax for now and then watch a movie or play games or probably sleep and all of that. I'd say that you should do the other ones first so that if you so that you can have, let's say, the whole time in the world to do your personal stuff, like your watching of movies, your chatting and the rest. Okay, so moving on, another thing you need to learn is that you shouldn't procrastinate. procrastination will kill all your time. It is a thief of time. So it is just going to leave you where you are. The only thing procrastination is good at is making you pile up things so that you are too close to your deadline. If you do not procrastinate, you'll be better off. You won't be stressed out. But if you procrastinate, surely you'll be stressed, especially when you have to combine different things, multiple tasks at once to meet up deadlines. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of this session. I believe you have learned something, at least a thing or two from what I have said. If I'm to recap, I'd say most importantly, you shouldn't procrastinate. Get yourself a daily planner so that you can organize your day and try to do more of the things that are on your priority list before you go to the things that are not on your priority list. So it's been a wonderful journey. I remain Dr. Sekeo, and I am going to leave you here for today. I'll be back next Friday with another wonderful episode of Teens Talk About Everything podcast. If you have any questions or any feedback, you can drop it on any of our social media handles found at this Foundational Network Africa on Instagram, Foundational Network Africa on Facebook, and Foundational Net on Twitter. Don't forget to follow Foundational Network Africa on all of these social media handles. All right, my time is up. Bye for now. See you on Friday.